Mrs. Georgia, United States, 2003, the founder of Mayer Cosmetics and a spokesperson for arthritis. Meredith Boyd is today's guest on the Pageant Cast.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
This is the Pageant Cast, episode
number 53.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Brittany Frick, Miss International 2006, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thanks for the great introduction. So glad you tune in today. We have a great show, and we have a great guest, Meredith Boyd. Oh, I really love doing this interview. She was absolutely fantastic. So if you're ever down Georgia ways, make sure to look her up, okay? Hey, remember to check us out on the pageantcast.com website. We're adding features all the time. Told you a little bit about some of them in the last show. I can tell you we have our great shops are now all up and operational. I checked them out. They're working. I'm very happy that I don't have to work on those anymore. We have a new links page. If you haven't checked it out lately, you haven't checked it out. Go into our menu bar and just click on links. And we went graphic with all of them. So it is really easy and fun to go check out a lot of different pageant resources out there in the webiverse. Is that a word? I don't know. I just made it up. You can also, if you are a director of a pageant or you run a pageant publication or something, make sure you send me your link so we can add it to our links page. We have added a new feature to the Pageant Cast show notes, actually. Now, if you go out to our show notes and you say, oh, I want to find Shandy Finnessy, you can do a search in our show notes and it'll find you that show. However, we've found that a lot of people don't like using that search, etc. So we are adding a new feature to the website called The Vault. Now, The Vault is a new feature that we're going to have all of the shows, just very short descriptions. Show one, you're listening to whoever the guest was that week. Show two, show three, show four, and so on and so forth. So that you can go to the vault and just use your own browser search and bang, you can get directly to the show that you want. When you click on the link, it'll pop open the show notes directly to that show so you can listen to it or just peruse the show notes for that particular show instantly. We think it's going to speed things up a great deal. It's the vault, and look for it to be joining the menu bar in the near future. Now, some of you have checked out the part on our site that says, come on the show, and are wondering, how can I get moved up on the queue? Well, it's actually quite simple. If you participate in the program before actually getting on the show, if you call us on the 206-339-TKPN number, if you send us emails, have an opinion on something we're talking about on the show, if you use that MobiTalk feature right on the website, if you do any of those things, or you have friends and family do those things and they mention you, you'll automatically get moved up on the queue and we'll get you on the air a lot earlier. So give it a try, and we hope to hear from you soon. Hey, I am really excited about today's show, so I'm not going to slow it down. Let's get things going.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a special guest with us today, Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia, United States, 2003. Hello, Meredith.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
It's going great. Wow, you got a lot of energy.
Well, thanks so much. You know, it's the Christmas season. You can't help but be happy.
Now, tell me, where are we calling you today?
Well, today I'm in Atlanta. Usually, there's no telling where I'd be. I travel quite a bit throughout the nation, but luckily with the holidays, I'm here with my family here in Atlanta. And actually, we had a Cajun Christmas. I was born and raised in New Orleans, so we carry a tradition with us, even though we live here in Atlanta. And we have Cajun food, which is gumbo, jambalaya, dirty rice dressing, and those types of fixings for Christmas. So it's always a nice tradition for us.
Well, that's great. Tell me a little bit about your family.
Well, I have two older brothers,
okay. And
I am married. We are all finally living here in Georgia. Like I said before, we were from New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and we've gradually migrated here over time. And I graduated from Georgia Southern University, where I met my handsome husband, Matt, who is actually a Georgia native, which is pretty rare.
Hmm.
And all of his family lives here in Georgia, obviously. And we met and fell in love and are now married. Actually, on December 18th was our seven-year anniversary.
Tell me a little bit about your profession. Now you're a director of communications. Do you feel that pageants helped you with that job?
Oh, without a doubt. I think that my experience as a communications professional and expert full-time has truly transcended into pageantry itself. And that's something that I think pageant contestants and pageant title holders will agree 100% and back me up on that, because that's something that you have to be very prepared for, is be able to speak to the public and speak your mind and have something important to say and have people willing to listen to you.
Now, you actually have quite a pageant resume. What are your pagecedents or your previous titles?
Well, I was Mrs. Georgia United States, as you said,
mm-hmm.
and before that, I had about seven titles. Ms. Georgia U.S. Continental in 2001, Miss Northwest Georgia in 1997, and that's a Miss America State preliminary, where I was the first clarinet player at Miss Georgia. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I was the first and last clarinet player at Miss Georgia. But I was also Mrs. Heart of the South in 2001, Miss Kennesaw in 2002, Miss Marietta in 2002, and my first title ever was Miss Azalea Festival Queen in Statesboro, Georgia.
Okay, and I also see that Supermodels Unlimited magazine awarded you one of the 15 most beautiful people in the industry.
Yes, I was so honored by that, because they choose such distinguished people in the pageant industry, and I was really just very, very thankful for that, and had a great relationship with Supermodels, and I'm very thankful for that, because I've done a lot of their covers for hair and makeup as their makeup artist. And for them to give that to me is definitely a huge compliment, and I'm very honored by it.
Tell us a little bit about your experience at Mrs. United States, because you took fourth, correct, at Nationals?
I sure did. I was beyond ecstatic with fourth runner-up, let me tell you. Out of all those wonderful women, it was a great experience. I don't know if you remember who Robin Leach is.
Oh, sure. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Yes, Caviar Dreams, darling. He was the MC that year, and he was really cool. He was really fun to speak with on stage during my on-stage interview, and with all the ladies, we had a wonderful time in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. Okay, at which hotel? Or
it was at the Orleans. How fitting.
You would have thought you had the home field advantage there, right?
Oh. It felt like I was right at home. Well, minus the casino, since I never gambled before, but, you know, this is the first time for everything.
Well, tell us, how is Mrs. United States, how is that judged? What are the different competitions that they have?
Well, you have interview, which is one-on-one with your judges, and there was a set of five judges, and then there's swimsuit, which is a one-piece swimsuit on stage, and evening gown of your choice. And then once the top 10 is determined, then they narrow it down to a top 5. With the top 10, you get an on-stage interview with the MC, and then they crown.
Wow. Now, what drew you to this pageant? You've been involved in a lot of different pageants. What drew you to the Mrs. United States pageant?
I'll tell you, Tim. After competing in Miss Georgia as a single woman and having been married, I really felt that there were so many things about being a Mrs. was so special, and that once I realized that there was the Mrs. United States system, I was truly compelled to do this pageant, because I knew there was a purpose out there, and to just spread the word that Mrs. do have a purpose, and we do have a passion for what we do, from our families, our husbands, our children, and our community. And that was something that I felt that it was just the most well-rounded pageant out there, and it really suited me well, and it also suited my community well. I was able to promote many organizations throughout my reign, one being the Arthritis Foundation, which bestowed me with the honor of being a national spokesperson and a Georgia arthritis survivor. And I was featured with Arthritis Today, which is their magazine, and featured my story nationwide as having rheumatoid arthritis as a juvenile at the age of 15. Because a lot of folks don't realize, Tim, that you can have arthritis when you're a teenager.
Is there treatment for arthritis these days?
Oh, sure. There's all sorts of treatments out there. But what's more important is the research. Like any disease, as you know, research is so profound in the development of the cure of the disease. And arthritis, unbelievably, is the number one crippling disease of all diseases out there. And a lot of folks don't know that.
It's number one?
Number one. So, you know, I urge folks to learn more about it if they go to arthritis.org, and they'll find more information there.
Okay, and we'll put a link to that in our show notes for today's pageant cast. We're going to be back with more with Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia United States 2003, in just a moment. Please welcome to the Pageant Cast, we have Michelle Smakowski, an organizer of the pageant event in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How are you tonight, Michelle?
I am doing great. How was your New Year?
Oh, it was fantastic. Now, you have a very exciting event coming up for this New Year. Tell us a little bit about the pageant event.
Well, I decided to do this pageant event because every year I give back to the title that I have held. And it started off with Cudahy's Junior Miss, and it moved on to Miss St. Francis. I gave $600 last year. And so I really wanted to start up an event that would be right after the New Year, and it's for the directors and chairpersons, contestants and volunteers to all meet and promote themselves and their systems and their goods and their services.
Where is this going to be held?
It is going to be held in the Mitchell Ballroom at the Best Western Midway Hotel. It's on Howell Avenue.
And tell us who we can expect to see at the pageant event.
There will be some mini-seminars. Phil Schwalbach will be there. There will also be Dan Wituric, who is a very good trainer to get that award-winning body for swimsuit. And there will also be Elaine Lin from The Look. But there will also be some speakers with the Wisconsin's top title holders throughout Wisconsin. So it'll be a really fun-filled event.
That's great. If people want to learn more about the pageant event, where can they go to learn more?
They can go to my website, michellesmakowski.com. They can go to thepageantevent.com.
Okay, and we'll put links to that in the show notes for today. Michelle, thanks so much for taking time to tell us about the pageant event.
Thank you very much.
Next year on the Pageant Cast, we have Jeff Smith. He'll be singing Not on the Radio. This is from the PondSafe Music Network, and it's at music.poncho.com, or you can check out the link on our show notes. And remember, buying these albums help us being able to bring this great music to you. So go ahead and check it out.
Somebody told me you're in San Francisco. They said you're working in a box,
yeah, a cubicle.
Somebody told me that you're not on top of the world. You're probably walking down the street with your earbuds jammed so deep in your ear,
yeah, you're going deaf.
You probably found this little MP3 for free. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
way cooler out there.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe you just like it in your cozy little world. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this just so I can let it go. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Out in Wheeling, West Virginia, we can make it on our own,
and we're doing just fine.
I can't afford your record, but it's out of sight. Well, you can play this, but not on the radio. I made this, but not for the radio. Hey now, switch off your radio, off your radio. Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tattler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Few items of newsworthy nature. Yes, we continue with what I lovingly called the Terrigate type situation. One of the situations that rose out of there is the whole Katie Reese, former Miss USA Nevada, just for a short time until some photos came out of a compromising nature. So it's been continued that her attorney has said now this wild photo shoot, she apologizes for it, please give her title back. Well, some news came out, and I have the source out there as usual at the Pageant Cast news desk, that the photographer of these wild photo shoot was actually being directed by Katie Reese. And she kept telling me how to shoot the pictures, is the actual quote. The photographer continues to say, everyone was drinking and they all knew I had a camera with a big flash. They were orchestrating the shoot and loved every minute. More Terrigate news. Oh yeah, looking forward to reading this just for years to come. Tara Conner has now been invited by Miss High Times pageant. That comes out of Jamaica, and yes, I checked out the website. It's photos of people smoking bongs and all sorts of things. They have invited Tara Conner to come and be a part of their pageant. And, of course, our good friends over at Penthouse have also offered her big money to come and do a pictorial for Penthouse. So it just continues to really put a shine on that old Mikimoto tiara, doesn't it? And we continue with Terrigate. Troubled Miss USA Tara Conner checked into a rehab facility in Pennsylvania just days after her pageant boss Donald Trump allowed her to keep the title. Word is that she will be kept away from men and that she will be pushing a broom and cleaning things up, that sort of thing, to help her get her act straight. Doesn't say for how long she is going to be
in rehab facilities, so when we get word on that, we'll let you know. But my guess is she'll come out shortly before the new season of The Apprentice. Just a guess.
TKPNPodcast.com.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we are back with Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia, United States, 2003, and you are really one of the leaders of our industry. In fact, I believe you're a columnist for Pageantry Magazine. Isn't that correct?
That is very correct, and I've really enjoyed that position at Pageantry, being an expert columnist for their Communications 101 column, and it is truly an honor to influence thousands of pageant contestants and title holders out there to help really polish and sharpen their communication skills for pageants.
Now, you're in one of the top magazine for pageants. How about plugging my show in your column?
Absolutely, I'd be glad to. See if I can work that in with my editor.
Yeah, yeah. Just try to slide it in there.
Nobody needs to know.
Now, you're also involved in coaching, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, now, there's a lot of different philosophies out there for coaching. You know, some people think that you shouldn't coach at all, that it all should be natural. What is your philosophy toward coaching to have people be successful in pageants?
Well, I started out the rough way, just trying to learn by error. And a lot of people say that it's truly just the better thing to do is to just try your hardest and do what you can and see how you do. Mm-hmm. And then other folks swear by coaching. Mm-hmm. I am right in the middle. I'm pretty neutral. I'm like Switzerland. I support you whatever way you want to go. But, you know, I realized that, you know, failure is success by having tried. And if you don't be afraid to push yourself and test that comfort zone to find your own potential, you'll never know what you could do. Because without failure, there wouldn't be any success. You know, like Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. So really take the knowledge that you can get anywhere from my columns, from reading books, from, you know, just talking to other pageant professionals. You can get that for free. Now, and also, the Pageant Cast.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Very nice. Very nice. Now, I have to ask you, this is a question that I've been asked a few times, and I don't know a good answer. So I like to ask experts like yourself. If somebody has a young lady that would like to get involved in pageants, is there a particular type of pageant they should look for a first pageant? Are there some pageants that are better for beginners than others? Well, what would you suggest?
Well, first you have to dive into what their strengths and weaknesses are. Some girls and contestants have a natural ability for talent. Mm-hmm. So straight away, I would say, hey, you know, the Miss America system or the Outstanding Team program is right up your alley. Mm-hmm. And some don't know how to twirl a baton or pick up an instrument or sing or can't even, you know, do a dance. So that, I think, is where I start. And then I also find out, are they comfortable wearing a swimsuit? Some pageants don't require a swimsuit. Maybe it's just sportswear or activewear. So a lot of times you have to figure out, you know, what is their comfort level with really putting themselves out there in a physical, you know, fitness type of segment. And the third thing is, what are they really after? Is it scholarship? Then there's definitely scholarship pageants out there. You know, is it more experience? So then go more on a local level and try your festival pageants, try your, you know, the smaller pageants on that end, and then work your way up before diving into the big stuff.
Now, how should a young lady go about researching a pageant that she might be interested in?
Well, there's many different avenues where you can search on the internet. I would definitely say search, just try Google first and foremost.
Okay.
Try Pageantry Magazine, Supermodels Unlimited, Pageant Cast, CFTJ.com, pageant.com. I mean, there's just so many avenues to go to. But the main thing is it's so important to subscribe to these publications and support the publications, because that's what really keeps the knowledge flowing and the communication of all of our networks together.
Well, that's great, great advice. And hopefully some of the young ladies that are listening today get something out of that. Now, I do have to ask you, there's this Mare Cosmetics. What is Mare Cosmetics all about?
Mare Cosmetics is my makeup line.
Oh.
And a lot of girls have known that I've been able to do makeup for them on a personal level, and I really wanted to bring that to a state and a national level, because there's so much makeup out there, Tim, that are at our fingertips, and it leaves us just baffled, wondering, okay, what do I need for stage? What do I need for interview? What's appropriate? What's not appropriate? And I help answer all those questions, because so many contestants say, Meredith, I want to look photogenic all day long. How can I achieve that flawless look? Mm-hmm. And now I can tell them, with Mera Cosmetics, you can. I spent years developing this wonderful cosmetic line that answers all those questions for you. And it's so easy to use, and you can really create any look from soft to natural to high intensity. And Mera Cosmetics enhances a woman's beauty effortlessly.
Now, if a girl has a question and she isn't lucky enough to be right there in Georgia, how can she contact you?
Through the phone, which I prefer, which is so much easier, and also via email. And I'm also working on a instructional DVD, which will go through step-by-step how to do interview makeup, how to do on-stage lighting for the pageant day. And that will also be very informational and also very affordable, since not everyone can fly to Atlanta, but I can also go to many different cities. So I've had contestants fly me to where they are, as far as Anchorage, Alaska, for the Mrs. Alaska pageant. And believe me, if
how long is that flight?
I'll go.
How long is that flight up to Anchorage?
It was 8 hours.
Oh, boy, that's a long flight.
It was so long.
So,
but definitely worth it.
If they want to call you, what number should they be calling?
They can reach me directly at 678-779-3134.
Let me make sure I have that. I have 678-779-3134.
That's right.
And they can also check MeraCosmetics.com, correct?
That's right.
Okay, and they can get all sorts of more information, and you have a great gallery. Are those all ladies that have used your cosmetics in the past?
Yes, and I'll soon be adding many, many more, including Miss Georgia USA, Miss Georgia Teen USA, and several new United States winners. So I'm very excited to announce that.
Now, what is this about headshots?
Yes. You know, Merit Cosmetics, I wanted to bring it to a new level in 2007. And for you, Tim, I'm announcing this exclusively. No one else knows about it yet. Merit Cosmetics has unveiled professional headshot photography with Mera Cosmetics. What a great marriage of the two.
Wow, and they can call that number or go out to the website to get more information.
Definitely. They can go to my website, meracosmetics.com, for more information about professional pageant headshots. And it's a really great start to your pageant, because with a great headshot, that's the first impression that your judges have of you. And having a winning headshot gets you off to the right start.
Well, Meredith, they can also check. We'll have that telephone number and that website link right in our show notes as well. Now, we are running out of time. Is there anything I missed today that you would like to share with my listeners?
Wow. I just wanted to say that everyone out there in pageant land, just go out there and push yourself. Go to the limit and make sure that you over-communicate. Tell your judges once, and tell them what you said, and then don't be bashful to tell them again. If you're so passionate about something, whether it be your platform, whether it be your special cause, or something very personal and special to you, tell the world about it, because that's what makes pageant so special, is being able to connect with people and really bringing us all together in one.
That's fantastic. I don't know how I'm going to top that, so we're going to cut it here. Thank you so much, Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia United States 2003. It was an absolute thrill to talk to you today.
Thanks so much.
PageantCast.
Hey, that's it for the PageantCast. Thanks to Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia United States 2003, and all the interesting information about Mera Cosmetics. Isn't that exciting with the headshots and all that? Make sure you give her a call right away and get some of that great stuff to you. Now, we also want to thank Jeff Smith for his PodSafe song today. Now, remember, if you are an artist and you're involved with pageantry, you're really what we're saving that PodSafe music spot for.
please, please contact us. Now, one question that we get often, can we do cover songs? No, unfortunately not. Cover songs, there's the rights issue that gets in the way. But if you would like to find out more information on how to get on the PodSafe Music Network, just go on out to music.poncho.com or shoot me an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Again, I'd really like to thank our guest. Meredith was just wonderful. Really enjoyed talking to her. And hey, stay subscribed to the PageantCast, and until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.